Devon is a fictional character, but what they went through is happening across West Midlands today. This is their story. In one of England's poorest constituencies on official measures, physics graduates who want to teach are being turned away from training programmes while classrooms across the region sit without qualified science teachers. The buildings exist, the candidates exist, but the Department for Education says the budget cannot stretch to connect them.
I always knew I wanted to teach. Growing up in Wolverhampton, watching my mum work miracles with kids at the local primary, I saw what a good teacher could do. She made every child feel like they mattered, like they could achieve anything. When I was doing my physics degree at Birmingham University, I'd come home and help her mark homework, and I knew that was my future. I wanted to be the teacher who made science exciting for kids who thought university wasn't for them, the way my mum had done with literacy. Mum lost her job when I was in my final year. Budget cuts, they said. 15 years of dedication, gone. But that just made me more determined. I was going to come back to Wolverhampton and be part of the solution. In 2023, I applied for physics teacher training at the University of Wolverhampton. I'd done my research. The government was desperate for physics teachers, offering bursaries of £27,000 to attract graduates like me. Perfect. I could train locally, live at home to save money, and start teaching in the schools that needed me most. Then the letter came. The bursary had been cut from £27,000 to £15,000 due to revised Treasury allocations. The course fees alone were £9,000, and I'd need to cover living costs for a year. On £15,000, it was impossible. I called the admissions office. Sorry, they said, our hands are tied. The Department for Education sets the funding levels, and that's what we've been given for this year. I tried Birmingham City University instead. Same story. The admissions tutor was sympathetic but clear. We'd love to have you, Devon, but the Department for Education says there is no funding for additional physics trainees. We've got our quota and that's it. I thought maybe I could work my way up. Applied for teaching assistant jobs at local schools to get classroom experience while I save money. Wolverhampton Grammar School called me in for an interview. The head teacher looked genuinely sorry when she explained, "The budget has been frozen, we simply cannot create new positions. You're exactly what we need, but our hands are tied." Three more schools, same answer, no money, budget cuts, impossible to hire. Everyone was sorry, everyone understood the need, everyone said the same thing, there is no funding. I accepted it at first, it sounded reasonable. Times were tough, money was tight, everyone had to make sacrifices. That's what responsible governments do, right? Live within their means. Then I was walking past the University of Wolverhampton Education building 6 months later, and something caught my eye. The physics teaching lab was completely empty, not just quiet, empty during what should have been peak training in hours on a Tuesday afternoon. I stopped and stared through the window at rows of unused equipment, pristine whiteboards, perfect lab benches with no one using them. I asked the security guard about it. "Yeah," he said. "They've got space for 30 trainees, but only 12 signed up. Shame really, because the equipment's all just sitting there. Brand new microscopes, computer simulations, the works. Just gathering dust." That's when I started asking around my neighbourhood. It didn't take long to find them. Sarah, physics graduate from Wolverhampton University, working in a coffee shop because she couldn't afford the training course. Marcus, who'd done his degree at Stafford, stacking shelves at Tesco for the same reason. Emma, brilliant mathematician who wanted to teach but was driving for a delivery company instead. Four of us, in one small area of Wolverhampton West, all physics graduates, all desperate to teach, all blocked by the same excuse, there is no money. But the building was there, the equipment was there, the empty training places were there, the schools screaming for physics teachers were there. What exactly was it that there was no money for? I started to understand something I'd never questioned before. When they said there is no money, they meant the Department for Education had been given a fixed budget by the Treasury, and the Treasury had decided that budget couldn't stretch to train the teachers we actually needed. But the Treasury doesn't find pounds under the soot. The UK government creates pounds. It issues them into existence every time it spends. The government that prints the notes and mints the coins was telling me it couldn't find enough of them to connect four physics graduates to 12 empty training places in a building that was already built, with equipment that was already bought to fill teacher shortages that everyone agreed were desperate. The excuse wasn't a fact. It was a choice wrapped in the language of impossibility. I work in a warehouse now, but I haven't given up watching. I see the contradictions everywhere. The Department for Education publishes reports about the teacher shortage crisis while simultaneously cutting the bursaries that would solve it. They say we must live within our means while the means themselves, the currency, the spending power, are created by the same government making the cuts. I used to accept the excuse that there was no money. I hear it differently now. The real question was never about money. It was about whether the people existed. We did. Whether the skills could be taught. They could. Whether the materials and buildings were available. They were. All of them. The limit was never the money. The limit was the willingness to spend it into the places and people who needed it. That's a political decision, not an accounting problem. And I understand now that my story isn't unique. It's the story of every constituency where people and needs exist side by side, while someone in Westminster insists the cupboard is bare. The cupboard isn't bare. It was never meant to be filled.
What Devon experienced has a name: logical fallacy. A false analogy compares two fundamentally different things as though they work the same way. It's like saying a goldfish bowl is just a small ocean because both contain water, ignoring that one is a closed system and the other connects to vast networks of currents and tides. Every time someone told Devon there is no money, they were applying household logic to a currency issuer. Households must earn or borrow before they can spend. Governments that issue their own currency do not. They spend first, creating money as they go, then manage the economic effects through taxation and regulation. The Department for Education was treating pounds like a finite resource that had to be found somewhere when the Treasury creates pounds every time it authorises spending. The constraint was never financial, it was political. Someone had decided that training physics teachers wasn't worth the resources. The objection, we have to live within our means as a country, reveals the false analogy in action. A currency issuing government's means are not fixed like household income. The question is never, can we afford it, but do we have the teachers and buildings? England currently has 40,000 teacher vacancies. The real constraint is recruitment and retention, not sterling. The resources existed. The people existed. The decision not to connect them was political, not financial. Wolverhampton West ranks 159 out of 543 English constituencies on the English Indices of Deprivation 2025, placing it in Deprivation Decile 3. There are 928 registered charities in the constituency, according to the Charity Commission Register. Total grants received amount to £13.8 million, according to 360 Giving Grant Navo. All sources are published at blockedbritain.co.uk. Blocked Britain tells the stories of people whose lives are shaped by the gap between what Britain needs and what its institutions choose to provide. Every character is fictional. Every situation is drawn from official statistics. Produced by Blocked Britain.